The following is a Network Newswire audio production via our AudioPress release solution suite. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communications tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Motherlode Lithium. Almost everyone is aware of the tear that lithium stocks have been on over the last couple of years, driven by the projected exponential increase of electric vehicles and coupled with broad-based, ever-increasing demand for lithium-ion batteries. Many recognized names in the lithium mining sector tripled in value to reach all-time highs by the end of last year. Shortly after the start of 2018, lithium shares tumbled by 14% and more on a negative forecast by Morgan Stanley analysts. That forecast has since been widely derided by a wide range of lithium industry experts, which give the negative scenario less than a 1% chance of happening. Reflecting the true scale of the unfolding energy transformation, respected independent commodity forecaster Roskill recently tripled its demand forecast for lithium through 2026. Roskill originally forecast lithium demand would increase to 328,000 tons of lithium carbonate equivalent by 2026, and now predicts lithium demand to explode to over 1 million tons within the next 8 years. Lithium-related stocks and ETFs have proved to be the best way to play our collective electric future in vehicles, electronics, and high-density storage, all dependent on lithium batteries. Broadly diversified across the entire production chain, the Global X Lithium and Battery Tech ETF, LIT, invests in the full lithium cycle from raw resource to battery production, reducing risk but limiting upside opportunity. Miners have been and should continue to be the best avenue to most directly and greatly profit from the burgeoning lithium demand and market imbalances. Even though lithium is trading near all-time highs, if demand increases 300% as many predict, miners in the renowned lithium triangle, such as Albemarle Corporation, Sociedad Química y Minera, and FMC, are likely to do well. However, given the location and value of its assets, a prospective junior miner, Lithium Chile, OTCQB ticker symbol LTMCF, may possibly outperform any other lithium player this year. The Motherlode. Nearly 70% of the world's lithium comes from brine water sources, and the rest comes from hard rock spodumene that is much costlier to mine. Salar brines, salt lake in Spanish, are the underground reservoirs that contain exceptionally high concentrations of dissolved lithium. Chile's Salar de Atacama, the most renowned sector of the lithium triangle, holds the largest and highest quality proven lithium reserves in the world. Mineral-rich brines, scarce rainfall, and high-altitude scorching desert sun make it an ideal environment for brine mining, with the lowest lithium production costs anywhere on the planet. Located in the heart of the lithium triangle, Lithium Chile, LITH on Toronto Stock Exchange or LTMCF on OTCQB, is poised to explore and potentially develop what the company hopes will be the next big lithium discovery in Chile. Quietly and strategically, Lithium Chile has managed to amass over 148,000 hectares across 15 properties surrounding the world's foremost lithium reserves. Lithium Chile's holdings represent the largest wholly owned lithium land package in all of Chile outside of the government itself. Current land prices hover around $1,000 per hectare, as evidenced by recent competitor land purchases, but Lithium Chile was able to acquire large tracts of prime lithium-bearing properties for only $3 per hectare by staking the claims. If drilling proves successful, one would expect land prices to increase dramatically based on what happened to successful projects in neighboring Argentina. In 2014, commodity prices in precious and base metals were depressed, the country's economy was weak, and lithium mining was hampered by antiquated government strictures. Concurrently, neighboring Argentina elected a pro-mining government and eased foreign capital restrictions on lithium exploration and mining. However, in March 2018, Chile elected a pro-mining, pro-business government that is easing restrictions and cutting red tape. In fact, within a day of taking power earlier this year, the government issued the first new lithium production and export license in decades. The result is a lithium exploration boom. As exploration interest focused on Argentina, Lithium Chile turned to geologist Terry Walker's 26 years of mining experience in-country. With the full financial backing and support from the company, which has raised Canadian $12.7 million to date, Walker used comprehensive, previously generated technical data to identify salars that were prospective for high-grade lithium, good magnesium-to-lithium chemistry, and close to critical infrastructure. Now an equity shareholder, Vice President of Exploration and Chief Geologist of Lithium Chile, Walker continues to advance his mission, proving out Lithium Chile's prime properties. A lithium bonanza. Lithium Chile has conducted sampling programs across its portfolio. The top six have returned high-grade lithium samples at and near surface, have good chemistry, great infrastructure, all for little more than $3 a hectare. Field tests so far have shown some of the highest lithium sample grades reported throughout Chile. To provide some perspective, typical lithium concentration needed for production in the United States is between 190 to 200 milligrams of lithium per liter. Some of Lithium Chile's properties have tested over 1,000 milligrams per liter, and one sample returned 1,410 milligrams per liter taken within 3 feet of the surface. Also, if the right brine chemistry doesn't exist, lithium extraction can be difficult and expensive. The chemistry tests on the six top products have shown excellent results. When Millennial Lithium first entered Argentina in 2016, it picked up its first project at $2,000 a hectare. Within 6 months of acquisition and after additional exploration, adjoining ground was selling for $3,000 a hectare. Once the project was proved to contain mineral resources that could be mined, adjoining ground was bought for close to $9,000 a hectare. Land values in Chile have already risen to $1,000 per hectare. If Lithium Chile proves up the potential of its holdings, the values could see a significant spike. The company continues to receive inquiries with respect to joint ventures and optioning on one or more of its properties. Lithium Chile's wholly owned assets include 66 square kilometers directly on the Salar de Atacama, Chile's largest mineral salt flat and home to about 30% of the world's lithium production. The Salar de Atacama offers multiple competitive advantages in lithium production, including good infrastructure, high concentrations of salar brines, low processing costs, superior evaporation rates, and favorable year-round weather. Following field test samples, the company initiated a TEM survey program on five of its properties with encouraging results, including identifying multiple high-priority target areas on Lithium Chile's Atacama, Oyague, Helados, and Coipasa projects. Drilling permits have already been applied for, and it is anticipated that drilling will commence before the end of the second quarter 2018. Tangled Triangle. Over half of all the world's lithium resources are in the Lithium Triangle, which encompasses parts of Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile. Of the three countries, market-friendly Chile has dominated world lithium markets for decades. Chile produced nearly 80,000 tons last year, almost twice as much as Argentina and Bolivia combined. Argentina is taking steps to increase activity while Bolivia has barely begun. In Argentina, FMC Corporation mines lithium brine at Salar del Hombre Muerto. Primarily a pesticides maker, FMC is planning to sell off around 15% of its lithium business in an IPO later this year, giving the business a market value of more than $3 billion. After the IPO, the company plans to spin out its remaining 85% stake in the lithium business to existing shareholders. Under leases signed in the 1980s, Chile's SQM and Albemarle of the United States currently extract brine in Chile's lithium-rich Salar de Atacama. Albemarle, ALB, a global leader in specialty chemicals, is among the largest lithium producers in the world with operations in Australia, the United States, and Chile, deriving over 40% of its total revenue from lithium sales. Sociedad Química y Minera, SA, SQM, is a large, intriguing player in the global lithium quest. SQM has battled for years with Corfo, the Chilean Economic Development Agency, and just ended a long-running dispute over royalties on the leased Salar de Atacama properties. SQM settled and will now be allowed to expand its annual lithium carbonate equivalent production to at least 216,000 tons by 2025. This comes after Corfo had blocked the sale of 32% of SQM to the Chinese, preventing China from controlling 70% of the world's lithium supply. Albemarle, ALB, also came to terms with Corfo and received approval for an increase in the company's lithium quota to as much as 145,000 metric tons. Even with these increased quotas for major producers, it's still a far cry from the projected 1 million tons of lithium needed by 2026. Only new sources can make up the projected shortfall. Lithium is essential in the new energy revolution that looks to be larger and more transformative than the transition from steam power to petroleum. To profit from this L-ion-powered transformation, investors need to adjust their portfolios accordingly.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire, or financial analysts mentioned, hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This audio press release is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or licensed stockbroker. This audio press release by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please read our entire disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.